Let's take a look at Internet Explorer 11 release preview for Windows 7, with improvements in performance and enhanced tools for debugging and tuning websites. The release preview incorporates hundreds of bug fixes and changes based on your feedback. Modern web pages include a variety of dynamic graphics. IE11 speeds performance of these sites by using the GPU to create faster, more interactive experience. In honor of International Talk Like a Pirate Day, the Pirate Mark demo measures how efficiently a browser can render animated graphics, including line drawing and graphics filters. On this machine, IE11 takes about 11 seconds to complete the pirate treasure hunt, shooting 5 ships and finding buried treasure along the way. Let's take a look at this in another browser. Here, in the latest version of Chrome, you have the same demo running the same markup and the same code. However, the demo takes at least 6 times as long in Chrome as it does in IE on this machine. Try it for yourself. As we have seen with IE11, graphical applications are faster because IE can render lines and complex graphic filters on the GPU. You can try the Pirate Mark demo for yourself by visiting the IE Test Drive site. In July, we introduced a preview of the in-browser developer tools that help you build, diagnose, and optimize modern websites and apps across multiple devices. The tools help you get from problem to solution quickly with actionable data. They enable you to deliver fast and fluid web experiences with tools for diagnosing and fixing performance issues, as well as tools that give you a deeper insight into how IE is laying out and rendering your app. The IE11 release preview for Windows 7 incorporates the feedback received from developers. Let's take a look. We'll start with the memory tool. The first thing you'll notice is how quickly the tools now load, letting you get to work faster. We improved the memory tool to provide you with an even better experience when detecting potential memory leaks. Let's take 2 snapshots to demo this particular change. When we click on the size comparison link, a new operation column shows up in the comparison view. This operation column clearly indicates what objects have been added, removed, modified, or remain unchanged. This means that I can more easily zero in on the potential issues and find where problems exist in my site. The DOM Explorer allows us to inspect the live DOM and the styles being applied to the markup. A typical workflow here is modifying some of the values for the specific properties within the rules. With IE11 release preview for Windows 7, I can now make edits to the CSS and immediately commit changes to the live DOM, allowing me to work faster. This was a common request from developers who use the developer preview. We got lots of feedback on ways to make it easier to debug large web projects. One improvement we've made is in the file picker. We've added a search utility within the picker that filters the list as you type. This means finding files just got easier. Many developers wanted easier ways to do iterative performance tuning. To support this, we've added a new feature that forces IE to always refresh content from the server. Notice that this page has several 304 responses. That means that my browser already has the latest version of the requested resources. Now let's enable the Always Refresh from Server feature and see what happens. The browser fetches the content from the server even if it already has the latest copy on the client. This way, I can consistently see how users will experience performance the first time they visit my site. We've looked at several improvements in performance and developer tools in the IE11 release preview for Windows 7. Many of these improvements were made in response to the great feedback we received. Download IE11 and start testing your sites, because hundreds of millions of Windows users will be able to take advantage of IE11 soon.